Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, Karen or I are hoping you're having a great week. But if not, always know, please know that God knows how to take and reward His children. As I said last week, we will start this week a new series, a one and only series, which will be the one and only, there is none other, vine. My friend, Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Let me say that again. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. You know, we see this all throughout Scripture, especially in John 15 and 5, when Jesus says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him," both in me and you and me, "the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me," now notice, "without me you can do nothing." Wow. "For without me you can do nothing." Now most Christians really do not believe that. "Without me you can do nothing." Oh, they recite that portion of Scripture, but when it comes down to the application of that verse, their actions are far from the truth of that verse. Nothing means just that, my friend, nothing. Yet the nominal church, that's in quotations, is filled with people trying to work their way to heaven instead of becoming something in God. You know, it is far easier to work for God all the days of your life than to become a person God wants you to be. Oh no. You know, we would rather travel the world with an international ministry and feed the poor and clothe the naked and on and on and on than allow God to deal with our character in our self-life. My friend, God's number one focus is not how much money that we give to the church, or how well we can sing or play an instrument, or how many hours we work around the church, or even how well we teach Sunday school. Oh no. Now these things are good to do. Please do not misunderstand me here. But if we do them for the wrong reasons, then we have done them without Christ. Let me say that again. If we do things for God for the wrong reasons, then we have done them without Christ. We have done them with the wrong heart condition, with wrong motives, for the wrong reasons. And so we are doing what Jesus is saying in John 15 and 5. We are doing nothing. Doing nothing unless we do them with God at the center of our all that we do. You know, it does not really matter, you know, what we do for God. Oh no. What matters is how we do things for God. Wow. Let me say that again. It really doesn't matter what we do for God. It matters how we do things for God. In Luke 8 and 18, Jesus told the disciples, "Take heed, therefore, how ye hear, not what you hear." So unless we stick something in our ears or we put on some headphones, we cannot really help what we hear. But according to Jesus here, it matters how we hear. Do we hear people with the right motives in our heart and in our mind? Or do we hear people thinking that we can get the advantage on them? Our character and integrity is God's number one focus in our life, my friend. Wow. Wow. Now in John 15, Jesus repeat is not discussing how to be saved. No, he's not. Rather, Jesus, the entire passage is addressed to the saved already. Jesus is talking to those that are already branches and talking about their relationship with him. Now we have to stop here for a moment and think what it means to be saved at the time Jesus was sharing in John 15. The Gospel of John was written, as the scholars suggest, around 95 to 100 AD. And of course, Jesus was talking to the disciples and all of the camp followers who traveled with him to get their bellies full of fish and bread and hope inspired, I'm sure. You know, we have to remember that Jesus was talking to the Jewish people also, not too many Gentiles. Still, the Jews still kept the laws of Moses as the disciples. Now listen, as the disciples did after Jesus died and was resurrected. and Gentiles that the Spirit got through to were probably coming out of their idol and pagan worship and often mixed their old religion practices with their new practices of Christianity. Christianity is a far cry different today than it was in Jesus' days. Now we have, you know, we have the written word of God now, so God can speak to us. The Holy Spirit was present in the Jews of that day, but they did not reside in them until after Acts 2, about 29 AD. Wow. 29 AD, as most scholars agree. But, you know, I wonder what happened in the church, and that's in quotations, between the ascension and the infilling of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2. These days are silent. Now, we must never project our understanding of what it means to be a Christian over what we can read in the Bible. We can only defend the Bible as far as what we read in the Bible, and no further. Sadly, most Christians today believe the disciples, you know, Peter, James, and John, and even Paul, and the rest were super people, divine in nature, holy in character. Well, we can thank the Catholic Church for spreading that lie. But the truth is, Peter, James, and John, and even Paul, they were humans just like you and me. They had their fears. They had their faults. They made mistakes, and they made good choices. They were not supermen. Oh, no, no, far from that. They were men who enabled God to empower them with might in their inward man. Men that allowed God to work in their lives through God's dealings and judgments and bring them to places where they could say like Paul in Galatians 2:20. But boy, I really like this verse right here. You know, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the one and only, there is none other, faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Wow, what a verse, powerful. My friend, if you cannot say that about your life, then you are deceived, and you're just not a Christian. You know, you think you are, but if you cannot say that, you've deceived yourself into believing that you are a Christian. Oh, you may go to church and keep all of the denominational commandments, keep all of the touch not, taste not, handle not. You know, you can see that in Colossians 2 and 21 of being a good Christian outwardly, but inwardly you are dry and sick and putrid. As dead man's bones. Jesus says, I am the vine, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. Now open up your spirit real wide here, my friend. This is very, very important. That this is the relationship between Jesus and those that whom he dwells in. This is the relationship. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. This is the one and only relationship. This is the one and only. There is no other relationship. It is the only relationship that there is if you desire to be a Christian. Any other attempt at relationship with Jesus is not according to the one and only, there is none other, truth. Now, next week we will look at more in detail about this relationship with Jesus Christ, where he is divine and we are the branches. Now, I will give you a little hint, though. So, you know, you can think about it, you can pray about it, and you can even read John chapter 15 and just to get a little foreclue in your spirit. But it has something to do with relationship. The nature of that relationship where Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. The nature of that relationship is dependency. Dependency. More next week as we look at the one and only, there is none other, vine. And his name is Jesus Christ. He is also the truth. That is Jesus Christ. He is the resurrection, the one and only resurrection, and that is Jesus Christ. There is none other than Jesus Christ. He is the one and only. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.